The annual Head of the Charles Regatta is underway in Boston. 10,000 athletes from around the world will row in the crew race. Craig Lamolt of member station WGBH reports this year's event includes a new race category that includes rowers with certain disabilities but not others.
Christina Gillis sits in the rear of a two-person rowing shell, pulling her oars as her boat speeds along the Charles River. A coach calls out to her from a motorboat that's keeping pace.
So let's remember our ratio here, Christina. So fast drive, slow, there you go.
The 26-year-old is part of a program for rowers who have intellectual disabilities.
I have ADD and I'm on the autism spectrum.
She's been rowing for nearly 7 years.
Out in the water, you really get a feel of the freeness of being outdoors.
More than anything, she'd like to race in the world-renowned Head of the Charles. But there's no category specifically for rowers like her. Deb Ehrenberg of U.S. Rowing says there were about 7 races that included intellectually disabled rowers last year, and she expects that number to grow.
It's a process where you have to educate people on what the disabilities are like, what people can do.
But when organizers of the Head of the Charles announced they're including a race this year that pairs an able-bodied rower with a partner who has a physical disability, they decided not to create a similar race for rowers with intellectual disabilities, who are called ID rowers. Beth Knoll coaches disabled athletes at Community Rowing in Boston.
For all of us, the reaction was disappointment. It was something that particularly the ID rowers were very enthusiastic about and really thought this was going to be their year.
With its twists and turns and 7 bridges to dodge, the Head of the Charles is considered one of the most technically difficult regattas in the world. And Brendan Mulvey, Director of Operations for Head of the Charles, says safety is a concern.
And it's something that we are exploring and trying to learn more about so that when we are ready to expand to the ID athletes specifically, then we're fully prepared.
For this year's Head of the Charles, at least, it looked like rowers with intellectual disabilities like Christina Gillis were shut out. But then, Coach Beth Knoll says they got an idea. They've been trying to figure out which able-bodied rower would be a good match for an experienced Paralympian who's competing in the new combined event this year.
And the idea popped into our heads that Christina would be a perfect fit.
She's able-bodied, and there's no rule actually saying a rower can't race in the Head of the Charles just because they have an intellectual disability. So Gillis is competing this weekend, and she's hoping to show that rowers with intellectual disabilities really can race in one of the world's most challenging regattas.
And maybe that they'll be more willing to try to change the rules of the Head of the Charles and let us row so it could be fair for us.
In addition to her family, friends, and coaches cheering her on this weekend, organizers of the Head of the Charles say they'll be watching for her boat, too. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Boston.